soldier man.
With a live bluegrass band providing the background music, Jim Brochin chatted with supporters as he made his campaign for county executive official. Brochin has been plotting this run for a long time. His number one issue, reducing the power developers have in the county. Brochin says if he's elected, he would send legislation to the county council that essentially would ban a council member or a county executive from accepting money from a developer who has a proposed project in the works.
What it does is it extracts money out of the system and lets development rise or fall on its own merits.
Brochin, in the past, has criticized his fellow Democrat, the current county executive, Kevin Kamenetz. He also bucked the Democratic leadership in Annapolis, and they returned the favor by redrawing the lines of Brochin's Senate district to make it more Republican so he couldn't win re-election. He did anyway, in a tight race in 2014. Brochin says his independence will help in the race for the Democratic nomination for county executive.
I think that Baltimore County is as independent as I am, and I think the Democrats of Baltimore County are as independent as I am. And I think that they look past party, and they look past everything, and that they care about ideas and ideology.
It wasn't just Democrats at Brochin's announcement. Republican delegate Chris West, who, by the way, is running for the Senate seat that Brochin is giving up, was there as well.
We work together very cooperatively and productively in Annapolis, even though he's a Democrat and I'm a Republican. So I wanted to come and just show that, you know, he's a good guy, and I think he's done a great job.
West says his showing up does not mean he's endorsing Brochin for county executive. The race for the Democratic nomination for county executive will be competitive. Former state delegate Johnny Oshevsky is already in the race. Councilwoman Vicki Almond is expected to do the same in a couple of weeks. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.